Hi, this is Al Woods. Welcome to Woods Recruiting Radio. This is where we answer your college recruiting questions. Today, I want to tell you about four strategies that will help high school student athletes get recruited for college. It's important to understand that the college recruiting process is a jigsaw puzzle with a lot of moving pieces and parts. But if you use these strategies, it will help you increase your chances of getting recruited for college. Strategy number one, putting pen to paper, I believe is the best way to get the recruiting process started. Basically, you want to write to college coaches in your own handwriting using notebook paper, address the envelope in your own handwriting. Why I think this is an effective tool is because it's a personal one-on-one communication between the student athlete and the college coach. One-on-one communication, you're establishing a relationship. You're trying, as a student athlete, you're trying to build a relationship. Start off with 3 to 5 letters per week until you get the hang of the process. Your goal is to get those coaches to write you back, right? They will write you back, and now you have begun the process of building a relationship with college coaches, which is critical because after that, everything will be much easier when it comes to contacting coaches about different things. But it's important to get your foot in the door first. And the best way, I believe, to do that is to write a personal one-on-one letter to college coaches. It's very easy. It's very simple. It's very simple because there's no stress involved. Just tell the coach who you are as a student athlete, what you can do academically, what you can do athletically. Put down the various ways they can get in contact with you, whether it's home phone number, cell phone number, email address, your home address, and be brief in the letter. A lot of people sometimes make the mistake that they want to tell a college coach their entire life story, and it's not necessary. Get to the point in your letter. That's why I think if you keep your letter to one page, the front side of notebook paper, in your own handwriting, pen or pencil, where it's easy to read, then the college coach who does not have a whole lot of time can read your letter 2-3 minutes and reply back to you very quickly. And now you have begun the college recruiting process. So definitely take advantage of that strategy. Strategy number two is being seen by college coaches. High school athletes, you need to be seen. So it's important for you to go to camp where you can be seen by a large number of college coaches. Showcases, exposure events, whatever it is, you need to be there. Tournaments. Be at those places where you know for a fact college coaches will be in attendance. Anything else that does not have college coaches there is a waste of time and money. Bottom line. Also, you want to be good enough as a high school student athlete to be in the game when it's your season. That way you can get enough information of what you do athletically on DVD. There may not be any college coaches coming out to your games, but that doesn't really matter as long as you have something on DVD where you can show them. YouTube videos are good as well as an introduction, but a lot of coaches still want the DVD. So the bottom line is to be seen year round if you can. Play your season, maybe take a little time off, and then have your club season. But you're always playing, you're always looking to get better, but the bottom line is you want to be seen by college coaches, and that's how they're going to evaluate you and compare you to other players. And ultimately, you can end up being the one that's going to get that scholarship. And that's exactly what you're working for. To get recruited for college, you actually have to do something. To get recruited for college, you actually have to do something. To get recruited for college, you actually have to do something. To get recruited for college, student athletes are going to have to do something. To get recruited for college, you are going to have to do something. Strategy number three, and it probably could have been the first strategy, but I believe you should come up with a list of 100 college programs. Wow, that's a lot of schools, right? But when you think about it, depending on where you live, what state you live in, you would contact all of those college programs in that state that you believe, your home state, that you believe you have a chance of playing ball for, want to play ball for, you think you can be recruited by. Start there first. Then you would look at the neighboring states. So for example, I'm in Ohio. So the closest state would be Pennsylvania. Then you would look at Kentucky, West Virginia, Indiana, places like that. Out of all of those states, I could easily come up with 100 college programs. The strategy behind that, the idea behind that is really to not slip through the cracks of the recruiting process. College coaches change jobs every year. Assistant coaches change jobs every year. Something happens where they may lose a player. He may transfer, he may graduate, he may be ineligible. Scenarios come up all the time where opportunities open up for high school student athletes to take advantage of. Don't go by the roster that you see on the college's website and you see where, okay, they've got three seniors on the basketball team. They're gonna be recruiting three new players. Don't go by that. Contact as many college programs as you can. Scenarios, situations, things change all the time in the world of college, you know, in college athletics. For 1 minute, you know, months and months down the road, you may not hear from a school. You know, three or four months later, you may hear from that college because something has changed. The coach is gone. A couple of players have graduated or become ineligible or have left the program. You never know what's going to happen. Contact 100 college programs. The goal also is to have multiple offers. Okay, if you have multiple offers, then you can pick and choose where you want to go. But if you only have one college recruiting you, then they can just basically hold you hostage for as long as they want and offer you something or offer you nothing. But if you have half dozen or more college programs that really are interested in you, then you have control as a student athlete. As a student athlete, you want to have control where you can decide on what's best for you, what is the best fit for you and your athletic career. So contact 100 college programs using the strategy of writing letters to those schools. Sounds like a lot, but if you spread it out over weeks and months and years, then it really is not a lot. You may contact 3 to 5 college programs per week for the next couple of years. It's easy. It's an effective strategy. 100 college programs. Do it today. Do it now. College recruiting strategy number 4 is the DVD. It is a misused, misunderstood part of the college recruiting process. The problem is that many eager parents believe that if they get 50 copies of their kids' DVD and mail them out to college coaches, that automatically they're going to get exposure. The thing is, you haven't given enough reason for a college coach to care about your DVD. So you're wasting your time and your money by sending them out randomly. Sure, there is an exception to the rule, but would you want to risk hundreds of dollars and thousands of hours of time and mailing out a DVD to a college coach randomly who doesn't know who you are, what you're about, or anything. Keep in mind, if you are sending a DVD out to a college coach randomly, like most people do, so are just about everyone else. They think that's the effective strategy, the best strategy or the best approach to take to recruiting. But it's really, it's not. I think if you build a relationship first and this coach knows who you are, maybe seen you play somewhere, knows your grades, that kind of thing, I think then it's a good idea, once the relationship has been established, to mail a DVD to that particular coach. Then you have a pretty good idea that they will look at it. Then they will probably follow up with you to give you their thoughts and impressions on what they saw in the DVD. But be careful. Be very careful. There have been parents who have mailed out large numbers of DVDs to college programs, and the colleges have acted like they had never received it. And, oh, by the way, can you send it to me again just to make sure? Now you're sending out 100 DVDs. If you sent out 50 and those coaches don't know who you are, you're going to be sending out a whole lot more. Waste of time, a waste of money, a waste of effort. Build a relationship first. Then these coaches would be very happy to take a look at your DVD. Now be careful. Be careful. It doesn't mean that they're going to recruit you based on the fact that you sent them the DVD. You have to be good. You have to be a good player. So just because you play on the team and you are all conference or whatever, doesn't mean you should be sending your DVD to every college program thinking you can play at a major college program. Be careful about your approach. Be very careful about your approach. The DVD is critical in recruiting because college coaches cannot be everywhere. They cannot see every student athlete play. But if you have built a relationship with a college coach through writing letters and being seen at tournaments and events and showcases, then they probably would be more than happy to take a look at your DVD and follow up with you quickly on what they saw. That's how it works. That's how it is. And finally, whatever you do, be consistent. Do something. There are a lot of parents, student athletes who do nothing in recruiting. They don't write coaches. They don't even email coaches. They don't send out DVDs. They rely on just one strategy and going to camps, tournaments, events, showcases, things like that. And they feel that that's all they have to do to get recruited. And I think that's, you're running the risk of being overlooked. There's so many student athletes out there. There are more student athletes than ever before in every sport. The number of colleges has not changed, unless you're looking at one of those online colleges, but the last time I checked, University of Phoenix doesn't have a football team. But the process is time consuming. It is confusing. It is very long to get recruited. It is not something that will take days, weeks, or months to complete. The recruiting process can take a couple of years, if not longer. But do something every day. It's not required to do 100 recruiting strategies. Find the recruiting strategies that will work best for you. There may only be 3 or 4 things that you need to do and that you need to work on. Master those things and you'll be fine. Some things are just common sense with recruiting. Your SAT scores, ACT scores, your GPA, that's common sense. You know you gotta have that to get into college. Believe it or not, there's a lot of student athletes who overlook that. But be smart, use common sense, use strategies. to get recruited for college. Find those strategies that will work for you. Do something. Do something. Everyone can't be the top 100 ranked player in their sport. So that means you're going to have to do something in recruiting every day. Use these strategies. I know they will work. Good luck. Thank you. Talk to you soon. And oh, by the way, go to woodsrecruiting.com. Subscribe to my blog if you haven't already done so. It's free. You'll get a free ebook if you do that. Also, share this podcast with a friend. Email them the link. Email them this post to tell them, hey, you need to listen to this. Great recruiting strategies. Share the information on Facebook. Share the information on Twitter. Why not? It's free. It's good information. It can help you get recruited for college. And that's what student athletes want. They want to get recruited. They want to get a scholarship. They want to play ball. And that's great. Share the information. Share and share and share. This is Al Woods. Thanks for listening.